Well, you talk about the open doors. Were there some real challenges as well getting from point A to point B when it comes to securing the record deal, the move to Nashville, and making those first albums?
Oh, man, yeah. I mean, honestly, I think the majority of it was a leap of faith, you know. Getting to Nashville was crazy, you know. Like, my wife and I did not have the money to get there, you know, but we felt like the Lord kept calling us to do it. And, I mean, I was calling churches on our way to Nashville to see if I could lead worship or do something, you know. And I mean, it's like, you know, crazy how much she provided for us in that. And, like, the move to Nashville really shaped kind of the rest of my life. I mean, because really, like, I feel like the moment that we actually got to Nashville, it was like he just kind of poured this word over me of that he can do more with what we have than what we could do with it.
Wow.
And I think it was kind of this thing of like, man, I'm just going to release this. You know what I mean? I'm going to release my entire life and just say, Lord, take it, you know, and do what you want to do with it.
When did music first enter your life? Was it a Von Trapp family singer situation? Were you singing since you were 2 years old? Or was there a moment when it entered into your story?
Man, I never wanted to sing. Like, ever in my life, I never, ever wanted to sing. But I started playing piano when I was in second grade. And I feel like I kind of got thrown into singing. I really wanted to play drums. I've started playing drums for my youth group. And one Sunday, the worship leader that was going to lead worship didn't show up for a Sunday morning. And my youth pastor was like, hey, bro, you know all the songs. You should do it. And I just kind of laughed. You know, I did exactly what you just did. I was like, ha, ha, ha. That's hilarious. You know, and you know, he's like this ginormous baseball player. You know, he used to play professional ball, you know. And, like, so he's just a giant human being. And, you know, after he kind of looked at me the second time, he was like, oh, ha, no, you're going to do it. You know, I was like, oh, gosh, yeah. It's either I, like, get pounded into the ground or I go and try to sing in front of people. You know, not really. Not really.
No.
You know? He would have done it with the love of Jesus. But, man, in that moment, I actually developed this, like, almost, like, desire for worship.
Because, wow.
I mean, leading people in worship is just amazing. And so it kind of opened this door of, like, you know, of me acknowledging that this was something that the Lord kind of almost shoved me into. It was like, wow, pushing me off the cliff, you know, and like, hey, just know that at the bottom, there's this, you know, giant warm hug for you. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm going to be there to catch you, you know? Mm.